I know it increasingly feels like we're living in an actual episode of The Americans, but you're not alone in feeling that way. Behold, here is your validation from a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, who even before Michael Flynn's resignation late last night was calling the FBI and CIA counterintelligence investigation of General Flynn, quote, the most politically charged intelligence investigation since the Cold War. Joining us now is Tim Weiner, Pulitzer Prize-winning intelligence reporter, author of two definitive books on the history of the FBI and the CIA. Mr. Weiner, it is very nice to have you here. Thank you.
Hello, Rachel.
First, let me just get your reaction. How big a deal is the resignation of Michael Flynn? How do you contextualize it against the history of intelligence scandals in this country?
Well, I'd like to quote one of his predecessors, Henry Kissinger, who said, "The illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer." And we are now 3.5 weeks into this administration. Under Nixon, and I remember this, I lived through this, it took them 3.5 years to break into the Democratic National Committee headquarters at Watergate. We are 3.5 weeks into this administration. The Russians broke into the DNC for them. That's done, okay? Mike Flynn has fallen farther faster than any powerful official in any government in the 20th century in America. We are watching in real time, very quickly, a powerful counterintelligence investigation run by the FBI with the assistance of the CIA and the NSA that is targeting the top of this government.
Jim Comey, head of the FBI, was just mentioned by Congressman Schiff. There's the top Democrat in intelligence. Just mentioned as a factor here, sort of a question mark, that it seemed, I think, Congressman Schiff sort of implying there or suggesting that we don't necessarily know whether Director Comey is likely to lead an impartial investigation here. I mean, as a historian of the FBI, somebody who's seen the evolution of that agency, who watched what happened over the last 2 years, what do you make of his role in this investigation?
Jim Comey is the guy who said no to President George W. Bush when Bush was misusing the powers of the NSA to spy on Americans. He has the power and the will to say no to presidents. In the end, it was the FBI who brought down Richard Nixon. And the FBI is sworn to the rule of law. If you had said to your audience a couple of months ago that Jim Comey and Senator John McCain were standing between President Trump and the survival of American democracy, your entire audience would have fallen off its collective couch.
Right.
I think that's true. I think that's where we are now.
How does that assessment of Director Comey, his role and what you think he's capable of, how does that square for you with the way that he behaved around the Clinton email investigation during the campaign?
That was a serious mistake. I think he knows it. He called Ms. Clinton extremely careless. Carelessness is not a violation of federal law. Lying to the FBI is a violation of federal law. And if Mike Flynn was sticking to Flynn facts, as they used to say at the Defense Intelligence Agency, when he talked to the FBI a couple of weeks ago, he is in a world of pain.
Tim, in terms of the fallout here, one of the things that I'm worried about, and part of the reason I wanted to talk to you tonight, is I feel like you're good at seeing these agencies and power and how they change over time. If the administration survives what it's going through right now, and I think in some way, shape, or form they will, I don't think the Republican-controlled House is going to impeach Donald Trump for anything anytime soon. If they survive this, will we be inured to scandal in a way that makes us sort of lose our compass around these things? Are you worried about that at all, about redefining normal and scandal?
I think we're at a very perilous time. No free republic in the history of civilization has lasted longer than 300 years, and that was the Roman Empire. We are 240 years old in our experiment in American democracy. We're still trying to get it right. We still have a constitution. We still have three branches of government, okay? Donald Trump is only one. The White House is only one. We have an independent judiciary that will stand up against unconstitutional orders. And we still have a couple of members of Congress who are pretty ornery when it comes to abuses of presidential power. And one is the last cold warrior standing in the Senate, John McCain. Does he like Donald Trump? I don't think so. Will he go after him? You bet he will.
Tim Weiner, Pulitzer Prize-winning intelligence reporter. I'm going to try to change my view of John McCain to accord more with yours because it'll allow me to sleep more.
Sleep. Relax.
Thank
Happy
you,
Valentine's
friend.
Day.
You too, Tim. Thank you. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.